Shalom Aleichem. For Parshas Vayeshev, Olamir Tashem have 60 Divrei Torah. After a quick overview of the Parsha begins with Yosef's two famous dreams, which generated both hatred and jealousy by his brothers. In fact, the brothers plotted to kill Yosef, but it ultimately led to his being thrown into a pit and then him being sold to merchants who brought him down to Mitzrayim, to Egypt. Yehuda, as a result, was deposed as the leader of the brothers. So initially he was the leaders, but mismanagement and bad judgment led the brothers to depose him. And he went on to go to a different path, and he married off two of his sons to Tamar. But unfortunately, they died from their sins. And Yehuda eventually impregnated his former daughter-in-law Tamar, and that actually led to the birth down the line of David HaMelech. Now, getting back to Yosef in Egypt, we have the saga with Potiphar's wife, who was interested in Yosef, and he deflected her advances. And at a certain point, it does say, at least that based on one sheet in the Gemara, that he went to work and he was going to give in to her advances, but he saw an image of his father and he ran out when she started to make her advances. Yosef is in jail. He interprets the dreams of the cupbearer and the baker, and that's basically how we end off the Parsha. We are going to start with now Dvar Torah number 1. We are at the beginning of the Parsha. Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Beis. It says, Vayaveh Yosef es Diba Samra El Aviyem. Obviously, there was a lot of conflict between Yosef and the brothers. And the pashtus of this Pasuk is that Yosef, in fact, went to his father Yaakov and he reported the misbehavior, what he viewed as misbehavior of his brothers, to his father. And the Amshanov Rebbe has an interesting twist on this. He says that it wasn't in the intent. The intent of when Yosef was not simply to report negative behavior, to tell on them, to be a tattletale, but rather he saw that the brothers were doing things that he did not agree in and that their father would not agree in. And who else is he going to go to request assistance but the Tzadik Hador, the great righteous person of the generation that was Yaakov? And why, in order for Yaakov to daven for the brothers? So ultimately, according to the Anshan of Rebbe, his goals, his motives were good, were positive, but obviously it often has a negative impact when one child is, we could say, snitching or tattling on the brothers. It's interesting to note the Maharami Varka, and this is really a second word, but we'll consider it still part of Dvar Torah number 2. He says that what's going on here may be actually a little bit different. We have a number of outstanding individuals, obviously. We have the amazing sons of Yaakov, but Yosef was a star. He stood out above all of the rest. And that causes a problem, because when a father, and now we're talking about Yaakov, but in general, when a parent sees that there is one outstanding son or child, that really raises the bar and expectations for the other children. It shouldn't be this way, because each child is different and a universe until his or herself. But this is what the Maharami Vorka explains happened in this situation, that Yaakov saw Yosef, his potential, his greatness, and that raised the standard and the expectations for all the other brothers. And in fact, he says that Yosef was a little bit guilty in this, because when you're outstanding, you have to be a little bit sanua in your activities and your actions, because those actions may shed poorly on other people who are not living up to those expectations. And he explains that's why Yosef was punished. Mishum tzarech haya latznias ha-masa v'tumim. He should have been a little bit more tzanua, a little bit understated with his great actions, the great person as he was. So his father couldn't be able to tell, but that's not what happened. He was an outstanding star, and that was blatant and clear, and that's why there was so much friction, because Yaakov had high standards for all the children. That's obviously a lot to unpack in that Dvar Torah, and a lot to discuss the psychological views of how people should act when they have those abilities, and how parents should interact and compare and not compare children, because it can lead to negative feelings and really a poor self-esteem amongst the children. So that's a lot to discuss, but we're not going to get into that right now. We're moving forward to Dvar Torah number 2. Yaakov sends Yosef to check on his brothers that are out in Shechem. And along the way, a man asks Yaakov, "What are you looking for?" And we're now in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Tet Zayin, Esachai Anich Anochi Mevakesh. I'm looking, literally, I'm looking for my brothers. And there's an interesting vort on this as well, that Yosef here, and actually a little bit deeper, that he really was looking for the good of his brothers, similar to how we started, that he went to his father to daven for the brothers, because he saw they were doing things not good. His intentions were great. And in fact, here, the Or HaTfila says as follows: Lolam tzarech Yehudi levakesh b'tfilaso lo rak al atzma bilva. When somebody is davening, he should not only be davening for himself, but rather he should be davening for the salvations and the benefits and the good for other people as well, other Jews and all of Klal Yisrael. Chazal tell us, as an example of this, when we daven for a chola, when we daven for somebody who's sick, it's a Gemara in Shabbos Yud Beis, Hamakom Yerachem Alecha B'toch Cholei Yisrael. When we daven for someone, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have mercy on you with the rest of the Jews. So accordingly, based on that background, what is going on here in this pasuk, when this individual asks, "How can I help you? What are you looking for?" As Achai Anochi Mevakesh, what is Yosef saying? As Achai Yachad Im Achai, together, he's saying, my brothers, me together with my brothers, Anochi Mevakesh, I am asking that there be great salvation and greatness with me, with my brothers together with me, and all of Klal Yisrael. So the Or HaTfila is saying that this was actually a tefillah. This is a tefillah that Yosef was saying, Asachai Ani Mevakesh, me, together with my brothers, I am davening for. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 3. The brothers see Yosef approaching, and they conspire to kill them. And then there is a statement in the pasuk that says as follows. Now this Dvar Torah number 3. We are in Perek Lamed Zayin, pasuk Chav, Chafalev, Vinira Mayu Chalamosav, and we'll see what will be with his dreams. It's a little bit unclear who is making this statement. And right afterwards it says, Vayishma Ruven Vayetzilei Miyadam, and Yosef heard, and he saved Yosef from the hands of the brothers, and in order for him to not be killed. So it's interesting to note this language, V'nir Mayel Chalmasav, we'll see what will be with his dreams. And it says, Vayishma Ruven, apparently he heard something, he heard what was going on with the brothers, but in fact, we're going to see a different take on this. So Rashi brings as follows, who made the statement, V'nir Mayel Chalmasav, and we'll see what happens with the dreams of Yosef. In fact, it's saying that Yosef's dreams will come true. The brothers were doubting them, and Yosef had these dreams, and the brothers said they're never going to come true, and the pasuk says, in fact, they will come true. Ruach HaKodesh Omer Eschein. It's the Ruach HaKodesh is saying that. We'll see what will happen with his dreams. Nire Davar Miyakum. We'll see who is correct. Obviously, it was Yosef who was correct here. Now, what's interesting is that statement, the Ruach HaKodesh, it's the Chumash HaKodesh Baruch who is making that statement. We'll see whose expectations come out correct. It's obviously going to be Yosef's dreams that come out correct. So right after that, it says, Vayishma Ruven Ve'atzilei Midam. Right after, we'll say that Yosef's dreams are going to come correct. Ruven heard it, and he saved Yosef from the brothers. So the Pardes Yosef brings the following. He says, why does it say those next to each other? We'll see what will happen with his dreams. And then it says, Ruven heard, and he saved Yosef from the brothers. Because what's going on here, Ve'evin Miyadi, it was only Ruven that heard that Ruach HaKodesh, that voice of the Ruach HaKodesh, that Vinira Maya Chalamosav. So it's saying, right there, we'll see what happens with his dreams, Ruven heard that statement. In other words, now Ruven says, I heard that statement, that Yosef is absolutely correct. And he analyzes as follows. He got immediately, I'm the only person who heard this Ruach HaKodesh. I'm the only one who heard the statement that Yosef is going to be correct. We'll see what will happen with his dreams, that it's actually accurate, that Yosef will be successful, his dreams will come true. So this was a siman. Reuven heard it immediately, heard his messages, that he has to act. Because he's the only one who heard that message. That's a message to him. You need to do something about this. Yosef cannot be killed. Vayatzileu mi'adam. And he acted. He heard his messages. And he immediately saved Yosef from his brothers. Actually, Gemara in Tainis Chaf Aleph that says that Alif Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were sitting together, and Rabbi Yochanan heard a baskol, and Ilfa did not hear a baskol. And Rabbi Yochanan saw, I'm the one hearing this message, and Ilfa is not hearing this message, and he took it to heart. He listened to the message, and he went on to become the great Rabbi Yochanan, the great Rosh Yeshiva. So to hear so many times in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us messages, and as we see with Reuven, he listened to the message. We'll see what happens with the dreams. It's only Reuven heard that, and that was a siman that he had to act. So many times we hear our messages, Amir Tzashem, we should continue hearing messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should act on them. We should act on the messages HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 4. We are in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Lamed. Reuven returns to the pet, and Yosef isn't there. And Reuven says as follows, Hayeled Einenu. The son, the brother, the child is not. He's not there. He's referring to Yosef. Where is he? He's not in the pet. Va'ani ana aniva. Where can I go? What can I do? So Rav David Mazal Glibtov says as follows. There's a very deep rush here. It's a little bit depressing somewhat, but he says as follows that this is talking about somebody who's approaching their elder years, coming close to the end of life. And it's talking about in the immediately prior pasuk, it says Vayeshev Reuven al Abor, Reuven came to the boar. And he says, Ein Yosef Bebor. He saw Yosef's not in the boar. Yosef's not here. So he says as follows, this is reminiscent of somebody, Vayeshev Reuven Bebor, somebody who comes to the boar, which is a kever, getting close. Somebody who's miskarev, somebody who's getting close to their very elder years and coming close to burial, to the end of life. That's what's symbolized by the boar. That's the boar is where somebody will be buried. And he sees Ein Yosef Babur. He sees Yosef from the word of to increase, to add. He says, I really haven't done much to increase my Avodah Hashem and my Judaism. I don't have what to take with me to the boar. Ein Yosef Babur. There's nothing that I have added significant that I can take with me to the kever. That is the statement here. Unbelievable Musa that we're coming, we look in the pit, end of days, and what have I accomplished? And in fact, he says, Azai Nose, who has kolosot, such a person, he will raise his voice and cry, Hayeled Einenu. What's Hayeled Einenu? The child. My youth is over, and I didn't do anything overly productive. Va'ana aniva. This is the language of our Pasuk. Hayeled Einenu. My younger years are no longer. I did not use them in the best way. I squandered them. How can I come to the kever without being prepared for it? So very strong language. Shlomo HaMelech tells us, remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're younger, we have to give it every minute. We have to be productive and try to make the best of our time so we don't have to come ad mea ve'esrim to the kever and say, what did I add? Ein Yosef Bebor, I did not do anything significant with my time. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 5. We're in Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. We had Yehuda, after Yehuda's sons died, married to Tamar, and they died because of their sins. So Yehuda didn't know it was her, she was disguised, and he consorts with Tamar, not knowing it's his daughter-in-law, thinking it's a harlot at the crossroads on the road. And they had agreed what the payment would be. And afterward, he didn't have the payment with him. Yehuda sends his friend, his Adulamit friend, to pay what it agreed on. And the Adulamit friend is searching and doesn't find her. And he's asking people along the way, Aye HaKadesha Hi Be'enayim Al HaDerech. Where's the Kadesha? Where's the prostitute? And literally, Hi Be'enayim, on the crossroads on the road. Where is she? She was sitting here. She was at the crossroads on this path here, on the road here. He couldn't find her. So the Maharami Peshvarsk has a nice drush on this. Aye HaKadesha. He's saying, Aye HaKadesha. This is the language on our pasuk. Where is the Kadesha? Where is the source for impropriety? Where is the source for sexual impropriety? Where does this all come from? Aye HaKadesha, that's the question. Kadesha usually means Kadosh in the language of holiness, but it's also clean language to say impropriety, sexual impropriety. So the answer is, where is the source for it? Hi Be'enayim al haderech, literally the crossroads on the derech, but here einayim also means eyes. When we have our eyes open to what's coming, we're walking on the path, we're walking on the street in public areas where people are not dressed very tzanua, very modestly, and that's what we're looking at. That's the source for our problems in this area. And in fact, Chazal tell us, Eina v'liba treis sirsure dechatat, the two messengers, two items that really cause us problems, that they're looking out for problems. The eyes are constantly looking what's out there that we can enjoy, and then that gets into our hearts, and we act on it. Where Chazal says, ha'ayin roah, continuing that, Mamar Chazal, ha'ayin roah, that's the eyes that see, v'halev chomed, and the heart desires. So that's the drush on this pasuk, ayah, kdesha, where's the source for these types of problems between men and women, in appropriate interactions and relations, that's ki be'inayim al aderech, if we're looking with our eyes, in advance, looking for things we shouldn't be looking at, that's what causes the problem. Well, we're moving forward to our last of our Torah, number 6. We are in Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and it says, Vayavo habayis alasos melachto, that Yosef one day, he knew going on for quite a while, for a year, that Potiphar's wife was interested in him, and he would decline her advances. And at a certain point, Chazal tell us, and Rashi brings, Lasos Trachav Nichnas, at a certain point that he came in, and the opinion of the Gemara that he was going to yield to her advances. Okay, fine, I'm going to just give in, or his Yetzer Hara tell them to give in, whatever the case may be. But Rashi continues, Ela Shenira Lo Dmus Diokno Shalavip. However, he saw an image of his father. The image of his father says, don't ruin your Olam Haba, don't ruin who you are, do not get involved with that woman. And it's interesting to note what happened there. So he runs away from her, she grabs his jacket, she holds it, she makes claims against him. But it's an interesting question is, where do we have a remez in the pasuk that Yosef in fact saw the image of his father? Where do we have a remez, a hint of this in this pasuk, in the pasuk there? So where the pasuk says, after when he came to the house and he was doing to the macha and she grabbed onto him, vayanas vayetzi achutza, it says, and he ran away from her and he went outside, vayetzi achutza. So if you look at the word vayetzi, vav, yud, tzadi, aleph, Vayetze is the Rosh Tevos. It spells out, it stands for the Vav, Yud, Sadi, Aleph, Vayar, Yosef, Tzuras, Aviv. There we have it, that Yosef saw the Tzura, the image of his father, and that's what caused him to run away from her. So even though he had possible intentions when he went to work, but he saw that image. He saw that image of his father, and that's what inspired him to say no, and he ran out. And that is hinted at, Vayanas Vayetze Achutza. Vayetze stands for Vayar Yosef Tzuras Aviv, that he saw the image of his father. Have a wonderful day. Thanks so much for listening.